Hello, my name is Yildiz Betes and I head up the real estate department at Thackeray Williams Solicitors. Today I'd like to talk about the future of the office. We'll be running a webinar on the 27th of April this year in conjunction with the South East London Chamber of Commerce, where I'll be speaking along with Holly Purvis of Stiles Harrow Williams about the office and our needs going forward once we come out of COVID. The event will assist you to navigate the legal, economical, logistical challenges of this new landscape when reviewing your office needs. I will talk through the legal considerations with regards to your current lease when planning an office move, and Holly will talk about the economical and logistical challenges. But why are we talking about the office as a result of COVID? Thelsted and Reuschka undertook a research project at Cardiff University about homework in the UK before and during the 2020 lockdown. To prevent the spread of COVID-19, there's been a sudden and dramatic shift in the location of work. Many workers have converted their bedrooms into offices, their living rooms into desks, and their kitchens into places of work. This trend is happening across the world. The report provides a new and up-to-date evidence on the scale of the shift of paid work into the home in the UK, its impact on mental well-being and the productivity of home workers, and the likely prevalence of home working after social distancing restrictions are fully lifted. The main sources of data of the report were three online surveys carried out towards the end of April, May and June 2020. Respondents were asked to indicate how frequently they used the home as their place of work immediately before the UK lockdown and at the time of each survey. The June survey also collected data on how their productivity had changed and whether they would like to continue working at home in a post-COVID-19 world. In summary, the findings are: home working was on a gradual but slow upward trajectory even before lockdown. It was relatively rare in 1981, when only 1.5% of those in employment reported working mainly at home. But by 2019, it had tripled to 4.7%. However, it rose dramatically and suddenly in lockdown. The proportion reporting they worked exclusively at home rose eightfold from 5.7% of workers in January 2020 to 43.1% in April 2020. And even though it had fallen by June 2020, it remained high at 36.5%. The surge in home working triggered by the lockdown in the UK was experienced most strongly by the highest paid, the better qualified, the highest skilled, and those living in London and the South East. The switch to working at home has taken its toll on the mental health of those reporting that they always or often worked at home during lockdown. However, the negative effect of change in work location subsided as workers became more accustomed to working at home or moved back to traditional places of work as restrictions were gradually eased. A common fear amongst employers is that without physical oversight, employees will shirk and productivity will fall. However, home working on the whole in the lockdown did not appear to have had a significant effect on productivity levels either way. Two-fifths, 40.9% of home workers, reported that they were able to get as much done in June 2020 as they were 6 months earlier. Over a quarter, 28.9%, said that they got more done, while 30.2% said their productivity had fallen. That said, those who used the home relatively infrequently reported a downward shift in their productivity, whereas employees who did all of their paid work at home reported they got more done per hour than they did before lockdown. 9 out of 10 of employees who worked at home during lockdown would like to continue working at home in some capacity, with around 1 in 2 employees wanting to work at home often or all of the time. Furthermore, employees with little experience of home working had not been put off by the experience of working at home. Half of new home workers would like to work at home often or always, even when COVID-19 restrictions permit a return to normal working. This suggests that a key characteristics of the new normal will be a much higher levels of home working than in the past. 2/3 of employees who reported they were able to produce more per hour while working at home in lockdown wanted to work mainly at home in the future. In comparison, just 6.4% of employees who did not want to work at home in the future said their productivity was much higher when they worked at home. In general, then, the result suggests many workers have got used to and may even have experienced the benefits of working at home after a shaky start. In addition, productivity has not been adversely affected by the shift towards home working. Furthermore, if those who want to continue working at home in the future are allowed to do so, productivity may be boosted by sustained increase in the prevalence of home working, as the strongest performers are those who are keenest to continue to work at home. We all know that according to multiple studies and surveys conducted both by the CRE industry and outside of the industry, most companies do plan on returning to the office when it's safe to do so. From various focus groups and studies, very few businesses are indicated that they plan to move to 100% remote working. According to a recent survey conducted by Pricewaterhouse, 87% of executives believe the office is critical for collaborating with team members and building relationships, training and supervision, informal interaction and culture building, while the remaining 13% are considering a more virtual remote working model. There may be some companies that return to 100% in the office and some that may experiment with 100% virtual, but these will be the outliers post-COVID-19. Instead, most will be hybrid, a mix of remote and in-person, at least for the foreseeable future. So this is just the beginning of hybrid working, and every organisation and individual will determine their own vision of hybrid working. As hybrid working and localism takes hold, we are likely to see an exodus of city dwellers relocating to coastal, suburban and rural towns in search of more space and a better quality of life. The office space that you need or needed 5 years ago is not the space that you need now, and will not be the space that you need in the next 5 years. So it needs to be kept under constant review, because COVID accelerated the impact of technology on our lives and especially our working lives. And the impact of technology will become exponential rather than incremental in the future. So please do come and attend our webinar on the 27th of April.